Hi, I'm Rob Thomas, and I want to welcome you to another episode of the Job Hunting Series with Thomas Horde Media. Please don't forget to check out the other videos here and the links below in the description so that you can connect with us on Discord and also other social media platforms. So let's get started. So we're actually going to talk today about using the internet as part of your job hunting toolkit. And I actually want to kind of talk about what's the real value. And we'll get into all the different ways and things that you can use. So let's dive in. So if you didn't know, still, even today, at least 70% of jobs are not even publicly posted. So these are still happening internally in companies, and they're being accomplished by the networking that we've talked about. And at least 80% of all jobs are still achieved by networking, whether they're published publicly or just internally, or even if they're not published at all, and it's simply just word of mouth. That still happens. There's still the old boy network and other ways that people can leverage and get into jobs. And a lot of the things that we talked about in previous series were for us to be able to take advantage of building our personal and professional network to be able to get inside of a lot of these opportunities. But I want to combine that tool set with this tool set and try to maximize the value of each in helping us to get jobs. Now, of those other, we'll say those other 30% of jobs that are out there in the job market right now, there's 6.65 million open job recs right now that are available for people to get access to out of the 22 possible million jobs, many of which are not even posted publicly that people are out there looking for right now. And this is, you know, looking at a peak total job market of about 157.5 million back in 2019. Now, the total size of the job market, at least here in the US, has significantly declined over 2020. And we don't expect it to be ramping up rapidly in 2021, but it will be growing. So the number of opportunities and the things that are out there for us to be able to access will continue to evolve and grow throughout this year and beyond. So we want to be creative. We want to be smart. You know, we want to work smarter, not harder, but there actually is still a lot of work here that we need to accomplish. We can still use the internet, the social media sites, the professional networking sites, and everything to do research, to understand what's out there, what's available in the job market. We can look at our target companies. We can even research the sites themselves and understand perhaps which sites we actually want to go after. There's a lot of experts in the job industry that will say that using the job boards and using the internet to be able to increase your success in job hunting is dead. I vehemently disagree. Here I sit with resumes out on job boards that are somewhat a little bit older. My LinkedIn presence is crisp and very up to date, but I get contacted regularly, almost weekly, by recruiters in the industry and many different types, which is important to understand, and we'll talk about that in a bit. We want to put ourselves out there and we want to be creative because we want the recruiters to be seeking us. We want to put the actual network that's available to us on the interwebs to work, right? And there's a lot of different ways that we can connect with people that are seeking job applicants this way and make our job in getting a job and getting a new job or upgrading our job a lot easier. Of course, your resume has to be crisp. It has to be tight. It has to be grammatically correct and succinct and readily available for you to post. And it's got to be consistent. However, it doesn't necessarily have to be the same. There's a distinction there, and we'll talk about that. So there's many different facets of things that we can do, and there's many different resources that are available to us, and let's talk about different types. So there's probably at least 40,000 different job boards that are available to you. And these are from, you know, the big ones that we all know, Indeed and other different job search sites, Glassdoor, et cetera, all the way down to, you know, left-handed drummers or, you know, people that are doing specific types of jobs and everything in between. There's also at least, and probably this is a low conservative estimate, but there's at least 74,000 associations that are affiliated with job boards. Job sites may have their own posting boards within their sites and networking that happens internally on those as well. So there's a vast number of resources. It actually can be kind of overwhelming, but we can narrow that down. We'll talk about how to do that. There's at least, again, over 20,000 staffing companies. We'll talk about picking the right ones for you. There's, in addition to that, there's also specific industry staffing companies. So there's some companies that will actually look for people in certain trades. Like I still have recruiters that will reach out to me about asset brokering, because that's something I used to do, and also recruiters that look for me to do different types of security system and CCTV engineering and design work. That's something else I used to do. I'm still out there. They still look for me. They still reach out to see if I'm interested in doing that kind of work. And this is the one that I kind of laugh with, because my partner in crime that helps me do these particular videos that I talked about this. One of the things that I dread is I find the companies that maybe I actually want to apply to, and then I've got to go in. And the only way I'm going to get in there is create a job profile on their site. I'm like, ugh, and I hate it. But you know what? If I found the sites for the companies where I want to be employed, I've got to do the work and I've got to do it right. And I got to step up, right? There's also, over the course of our business, job hunting careers and in our personal and professional networking journey, there are specific recruiters that we may have gotten to know, and or specific recruiters that the people that are in our network know. Don't forget about those. They're out here hunting and looking and searching and trying to fulfill their requirements. Make sure that we connect with them electronically by using these sites and these tools to their and our advantage. And you also have to understand that there are many different types of recruiters. You might already have a job, and you may or may not know that there's actually potentially internal recruiters in your company that are looking to find candidates to level up or to move into other roles internally. Look for those. Understand that they're available to you. There's different levels of headhunters, we'll call them, that there's, of course, you know, the executive level ones. And if you're already playing at that game, you should already know this. But there's also headhunters that look for specific other types of maybe intermediate managers that service particular job levels and even in particular industries again. So make sure you're aware of those. There's generalists that just get at a staffing company that get certain types of recs, and they've got a lot of bodies that they're looking to throw at a rec. You know, they'll filter those out and present them to their target customer companies. And again, those may be industry specific, or they might even work for a very specific company. I think I alluded to in a previous video, but there was one job that I was trying to get at an engineering firm, actually to work in IT for them. And I was not getting any traction, but I ended up finding out the four staffing companies that actually serviced them and provided them with people. And I made sure that those four staffing companies knew me and that I wanted that job. And I finally got one of the very first companies that I talked to that coincidentally was one of those staffing companies to actually present me, and I did get the job. But it was really challenging to kind of find and dig and research and understand and ask questions and kind of wheedle out of people who I needed to talk to. But you have to be relentless and you have to keep digging. And these are just a few of the potential ways that you can get into and use the internet and the resources and the job sites and the recruiters. And let's talk about a little bit more. So I've listed thousands, tens, hundreds of thousands of different resources right now. So this is ridiculous. There's no way that we're going to be able to use all this. So I'm going to talk about the rule of five. This is a personal thing that I made up, but I think it really works. So let's start out with you do the research. And if you get on the Google webs, right, you can find out, use your Google Foo, you can find out what the top five job boards du jour are, right? What are the five hotties right now? Figure out who they are. Make sure you've got a good, clean, crisp, tight resume out there. Fill out all the things there. Make sure it's complete. And then let's make sure that we've got it at that level. And let's take it to another level where you find out and make sure you know who the top five staffing or recruiting headhunting companies are. They need to know who you are. You need to be registered on their site. They need to have a current copy of your clean, crisp, tight resume, right? And then one of the other fives is, I've done my homework, I've done my research, and I've picked the industry that I want to work in, and I've picked the top possible five companies in that industry that I want to work in. If it makes sense, if that's the fit for what you're doing, and I've already determined, am I willing to relocate? And is that going to be, domestically, or is that going to be internationally? I've discussed this with my family, with my kids, what we're going to do, what this is going to look like. How is all of those decisions have to already be kind of considered so that we understand what our target market segment is. And maybe there's graduations of that, right? Maybe these are the five optimal choices or five optimal companies in this particular industry in this first round. Okay. But then we go back and we rinse and repeat, and we'll talk about like how that works. But we want to make sure that we've got sets of criteria that we're going to meet. And then maybe there's a second set, like, okay, maybe those first five fall into this category where I prefer to stay in my country here that I'm working in. But maybe the next five are like, well, maybe I'll be willing to travel internationally if certain criteria are met, like I can get my wife a job or my husband a job, or there's really good schooling for my kids. Maybe that's my preference. Maybe I actually want my kids to have some international experience. So there's a lot of decision making around that. And think about how that happens. And again, our personal and professional network and all of these electronic and internet tools all come into play here when making these decisions. So now we have to do the work, right? And we've got to post, and we've got to make sure that our resume and our cover letter is out there and on all of the above sites and that I've mentioned, the company sites, the staffing recruiting sites, and the job boards, like our top five. And then we fill out all of the required fields. We don't skimp. We don't get tired and sick of doing it. We just do the work. And we also answer all of the questions as completely and, of course, honestly. They have to be honest, because if you get caught, you're out, right? Doing anything dishonest. But we do all of that work, and we might have multiple personalities. As we've talked about in some of the other videos in the series, I currently have like an IT manager personality, but I also have like a business startup and internet personality. That's a different kind of job market for me. I have an IT technology personality. I have a pre-sales salesperson, sales manager, business startup entrepreneurial personality. I have a pre-sales design and architect personality in several different industries, in telephony, in security and access, CCTV, et cetera. So depending upon what job market I might be targeting for, I may have multiple personalities uploaded and posted to those job boards and those specific industry boards, and maybe even specific target companies, five companies in each one of those industries, depending on how wide of a net that I want to kind of throw out and cast. On all of those sites, there is likely to be a possibility of being able to filter. So that set up filters that you can receive leads. And I think it's important to maybe set it a little bit broad at first. It's going to be a little bit overwhelming. But don't overshoot too much. One of the things that in my recent research I saw, one of the biggest deal breakers is if you apply to a job, you know, that where your level in the industry is here and you're shooting like three or four steps above your experience level, I think there's something to be said for confidence, but I think there's something to be said for maybe aiming a bit too high. And there are some companies that will actually blacklist you. If you come in like swinging for like a VP job and you've never even managed people, that they're just going to like, this person's an idiot. They're just going to write you off. And not only, they'll actually blacklist you on their site. And you may damage your ability to ever get a job ever through these electronic means with that company. So think about that and be smart where you apply and how you apply. I absolutely agree you should shoot a little bit high. But if you look at, you know, job postings currently, like here's the 57 things that you need to have as like part of the job requirements. Do you have 50% of them? Do you have 75% of them? Or do you have 20% of them? Let's think about that, right? And be smart about what you're actually applying to. But then there's the process of reviewing these, right? And this takes time, but you're gonna tweak and adjust the filters that you have and kind of start to narrow your focus. You're going to see what possible keywords or buzzwords that you're starting to see in the job recs that are really close to what you want, and look at your resume and update it. Make sure that you're gonna get caught in the right filters for the right gig. Don't lie, but make sure that you're able to align yourself to be able to be successful. And sometimes there's a stretch goal, right? And there's a stretch interpretation of how that particular job skill aligns to what you've done. Make sure that you can speak to that and that you can interpret that correctly. And this requires constant research and understanding and updating and tweaking and filtering and rinse and repeat. And then finally, you've got to be ready. When you get the rec that you know is the right one and you see it, you've got to respond quickly, immediately. You've got to be ready for an interview, and you're constantly monitoring all of this stuff that's coming in, and you have to set up a discipline routine. If you're looking for a job, whether you have a job or not, this is your job. And you go through this process, you set up your posts, you set up your filters, you're doing your reviewing, you're doing your responding, and then rinse and repeat. And then rinse and repeat again. And if this net is not producing the results that you want, then you go back to the next step and you find five more job boards and you find five more staffing agencies and you perhaps find your next five companies that were in your next tier of companies that you were going to target. And again, post, filter, review, respond, rinse and repeat. This is a numbers game. All right. If you're already using or perhaps didn't even have a personal or professional network that you could lean on to leverage in here, maybe you're going at some cold industries where you have no ins, this is a numbers game. You keep adding to this, working smarter, not harder, but you keep adjusting this targeting system and you're just like, dit, 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 you know, and you're like, dit, 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 dit. And you're gonna start producing results. And then you're gonna figure out which are the ones that you actually wanna apply to and which ones that make sense. And you just keep going back and repeating, and you follow up when you can. If you get an inside track, you make sure that you're communicating effectively with everyone in the process. Following up, saying thank you, greeting, doing check-ins. Hey, looking for, you know, a response on this. You know, did you see my resume, et cetera, et cetera, when you can. But from the internet, sometimes it's a little bit blind. And sometimes you just have to go with it and don't get discouraged. You're going to fail 98 times out of 100, maybe 2, maybe 3% of the people that actually apply to a job even get a shot at maybe interviewing. So keep that in mind. Now, there are many other also professional networking sites where you can start to make connections. And I've listed some interesting ones. Not all of these are going to apply, but I thought this was it was fun for me to understand and possibly communicate that there's so many things going on from a professional internet interaction networking site perspective. There's this site called AngelList, and it's for startups and people that are trying to engage and get something off the ground. There's a site called Beyond, which is more of a professional site where people connect with each other and help each other. There's another one that's for Black business women. And that organization is for where women of color can get together and help each other in their professional pursuit. And of course, Meetup, and it's interesting, a lot of people don't even consider this, but this is where like-minded people of many different backgrounds can get together. And it's can be professional and it can also be personal. And I've actually connected with a lot of different people here for all different types of reasons, from salsa dancing to distance running to all different types of things. And it's funny when you get to know people in your running club from an online service that perhaps they do the same things. And even Texas Hold'em I've used it for and other things. And you get to connect and meet people through an internet site that might become part of your actual personal or professional network. So take advantage of things like this. There's another site called Gust, and actually for investors to perhaps get together and maybe even talk about projects and pool their money together for upcoming investment opportunities. And Gadball is an alternative site to LinkedIn for professional postings and interactions for companies and job seekers. And finally, we all know about LinkedIn, and I left that for last, but this is one that is still heavily used by recruiters. And this is one where I probably still get the most inquiries from staffing agencies and recruiters. So keep that in mind. Keep your stuff on LinkedIn current and up to date. But I also wanted to contrast this against social media networking sites, because these are important. Now, they have to be clean. There can't be any garbage on there. You know, take your college drunk photos out of there, get rid of them, et cetera. Keep them professional, but they can still be personal. And many employers still pre-screen candidates for these, as many as 70%, just to look at people for like a personality or a culture fit into work. And what's interesting is that there's so many. And while WhatsApp is not specifically a social media networking site, it's more of a messaging and communication tool, it's actually really interesting how much it's evolved very rapidly and the scope at which a lot of businesses are now adopting it to interact with their customers. And the reason why I put this on here was that I'm interested to see where WhatsApp is going to go in the future. So let's keep an eye on that application and understand what they're doing from a personal and professional communication perspective going forward, because it's pretty cool. And of course, we all know Tumblr. This is kind of like a blogger site, but there's a lot of professional people that are posting and interacting and advertising and doing things here. And there's ways to connect with other folks in your field and continue to broaden your network professional presence, even on this platform. Most people don't even get that. Instagram is another platform where you can post and connect with like-minded people doing all different kinds of things, mostly photography-based or short video clip-based. But it's interesting who you can find common ground with here, and even political folks that are highly placed in like our internal politics here in the U.S. that I've connected with and communicated with a bit there. Facebook, of course, is still the 800-pound gorilla, but here is a place where there's all types of interacting, personal, professional, business, there's marketing and all types of networking opportunities here. And sometimes it's the only place that some of the people even know you or connect with you. And I've had people that have come out of my past to reconnect and go, hey, Rob, can you help me with something? You know, and Marines that I've known, you know, for 30 plus years that we still, this is the one place where we still know we can get in touch with each other. And of course, YouTube, while this is not necessarily a networking social media site where people technically or typically think of, it's really interesting the type of content and the way that people that are like-minded can kind of find each other because of interests and the type of videos and things that are out there. And I've had surprising people come out to me on YouTube and find me, and I'm going to say YouTube/podcasts. And people from my past and my history, even from my high school years, have reached out to me because of my presence here. So it's really, really powerful place for us to kind of find our tribe and other people that we can connect with. And these are just a few. There are so many. There's literally thousands and thousands of different types based upon your interests. But I just want to make sure that we're not overlooking the social media aspect of the tools that are available to us to be able to connect and interact and to advance not only our personal, but also our professional connections and relationships. So I want to just leave you with that and offer that you should dig in here and use these tools and explore the internet and find more sites than I've even listed here and just keep digging, uncovering, and find the ones that are working for you and maybe go ahead and throw out the ones that don't. And it's going to keep shifting because the sites that are the most popular and being used in different generations, in different industries, and the different type of technology that's continuously being made available to us and the new apps and the new software and new platforms that are constantly becoming available, this is always kind of a shifting target. You know, there's those couple of solid ones out there that we all know, but keep your ear to the internet, ground, so to speak. And we'll talk more about other tools that go beyond this. So we've talked about personal human networks. We've talked about professional human networks. We've dug in a little bit here with the internet. And in the next video of our series, we'll take a look at a lot of the other tools that are available to us, even in our local community that maybe we haven't explored. So I just want to say thank you for joining me again. And don't forget to please hit the like and follow buttons below and take a look at the links in the description and explore some of our presence in other social media. So happy job hunting and happy streaming.